Dr. Vinay Kumar Pillai is a recent MPH grad from the School of Public Health and a research assistant at the College of Dentistry at the University of Saskatchewan in Canada. As part of his MPH practicum project with the Saskatoon Health Region, he cleaned, analyzed, and reported the results for the dental screening data collected for the year 2008-2009 on children in grades 1 and 7. This is our next presenter, Dr. Pillai.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed my great pleasure to be here and to represent my university from Canada. As I present to you the findings from the oral health status report for Saskatchewan school children, grade 1 and 7. There are no financial relationships of commercial interest to disclose. A quick overview of the presentation as to what to expect. First, I will give you a small introduction and then let you know about the purpose and objectives of the screening report, the methodology used, and the key findings. And a small note about comparisons, and then talk about the Canadian Oral Health Strategy Guidelines for 2010, and then talk about the limitations of the study, and finally wrap it up with conclusions, recommendations, and a take-home message. Before I give the introduction, I'm just curious to know how many of the audience know where exactly Saskatchewan is. I'm very glad. For the rest of the audience who don't know where Saskatchewan is, it's a central Canadian or Midwestern province just north of United States, bordering North Dakota and Montana. Okay. The surveillance and the provision of comprehensive dental health programs in Saskatchewan has a long history. Having said that, as everyone knows, Canada has a universal health insurance system, or Medicare. It was the Saskatchewan's innovative public policies that paved way for Canada's first Medicare program in 1962. Following 1962, the Dental Health Division in Saskatchewan assessed the oral health status of Saskatchewan school children in the cities of Saskatoon and Regina, and concluded that the oral health status of Saskatchewan children was poor. There were inequities in the dental manpower distribution in the province, and there were barriers to access dental care. And this prompted the implementation of what is known as the Saskatchewan Health Dental Plan, which is unique and served as a model for many countries around the world. It was based in schools, and the service was provided by Saskatchewan dental therapists who are trained to do minor oral surgical procedures and also restorative procedures without direct supervision of dentists. So the Saskatchewan Health Dental Plan was active from the years 1974 and 1993. However, in 1993 it was discontinued, although the evaluation was in favor of the dental plan. And the government disregarded the evaluation of public acceptance, cost effectiveness, and quality of care, as I've said, which was in favor of the dental plan. In 1993, the Saskatchewan Health Dental Plan was terminated, and in its place, oral health screening was introduced to be repeated on a five-year basis. And the 2008-2009 report is the fourth such report to be prepared. The purpose and objectives of the oral health screening report was to monitor oral health status of Saskatchewan school children and to identify trends as an evaluation tool for some of the dental health programs in practice. And the objectives of the oral health screening was to assess oral health needs, to identify children with unmet dental needs, and to refer those in obvious need of dental treatment. Methodology used is a cross-sectional study. I included everyone who were school-going children of grade 1 and 7, and recorded the total number of decayed, missing, or extracted and filled teeth. which includes both primary and permanent dentition, for a total sample population sample size of 17,914. Among them, grade 1 were 9,079 and grade 7 were 835, sorry. SPSS statistical software was used to compare the dental health indicators or measures between urban or rural and Hutterite and non-Hutterite schools by community water fluoridation status and by the socioeconomic status in the cities of Regina and Saskatoon. These are the key findings. The early childhood caries among grade 1 was 6.6. Only 41.5% of grade 1 children were caries-free, and 57.1% of grade 7 children were caries-free. The prevalence of caries in primary dentition among grade 1 was 57.9, and the prevalence of caries in permanent dentition among grade 7 was 33.8. I have selected only some of the important results from the screening report, and I had broadly categorized them into three divisions: comparisons based on the percentage of caries-free children, results based on the Canadian Oral Health Strategy guidelines for 2010, and comparisons based on the average DEFT by DMFT index. Graph number one shows the percentage caries-free school children, urban versus rural. A higher percentage of urban school children attending schools in urban communities were caries-free compared to children attending schools in rural communities. The possible explanation could be because nearly 70% of the dental manpower in Saskatchewan serve either Saskatoon or Regina, and the remaining 30% of the dental manpower serve the 60% of the remaining population. So there exists a clear barrier to access dental care. And one more reason is that all the practicing specialist dentists in Saskatchewan are concentrated only in Saskatoon and Regina. So there is a barrier to access even specialist dental care in Saskatchewan. Graph number two, percentage caries-free school children based on school water supply. A higher percentage of children attending schools that has access to fluoridated water were caries-free compared to children attending schools that does not have access to fluoridated water. Graph number three, percentage caries-free school children, Hutterite versus non-Hutterite. For the audience that does not know who Hutterites are, Hutterites are a communal branch of Anabaptists and are followers of their founder, Jacob Hutter. They can be found in Saskatchewan and in Canada in the provinces of Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba. They're also found in the United States in the northern U.S. states of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Washington, and Oregon. And I tried to compare the oral health status of the Hutterite colonies versus non-Hutterite colonies, non-Hutterite schools within the same county or health region. And what I found out was that a lower percentage of Hutterite school children were caries-free compared to non-Hutterite school children within the same health region or county. Graph number four, percentage caries-free school children, LICO versus non-LICO neighborhoods in the cities of Saskatoon and Regina. LICO stands for low-income cutoff. Low-income cutoff is a set dollar value based on the Statistics Canada 2001 census, which states that a household would be categorized as a low-income cutoff if the annual household income of that annual household income is $30,429 or less. $30,429 or less, and a neighborhood would be classified as a low-income cutoff neighborhood if 30% of the families living in that neighborhood define the definition for LICO, or LICO. I will repeat again. Low-income cutoff is a set dollar value and is based on the 2001 Statistics Canada census, which states that a household is a low income if the annual household income is $30,429 or less, and a neighborhood is classified as low-income neighborhood if 30% of the families living in that neighborhood meet the definition of LICO. And what I found out was the children attending schools in LICO neighborhoods had a lesser percentage of caries free compared to children attending schools in non-LICO neighborhoods. These are the findings based on the Canadian Oral Health Strategy Guidelines. Canadian Oral Health Strategy Guidelines is a set measurable goals for a specified time period set by the working groups of federal, provincial, and territorial dental directors and consultants. At age 6 or grade 1, only 41.5% of school children were caries-free, the ideal goal being 50% or above. At age 6 or grade 1, 27.1% of school children have unmet dental needs, the ideal goal being 20% or less. Both the above findings for age 6 or grade 1 school children do not meet the goals set by the Canadian Oral Health Strategy Guidelines pertaining to dental decay. For grade 7, at age 12 or grade 7, only 66.2% of school children did not experience any decay in their permanent dentition, the ideal goal being 75% or above. At age 12 or grade 7, 11.4% of school children have unmet dental needs, the ideal goal being 10% or less. At age 12 or grade 7, average DMFT was 0.8, the ideal goal being 1 or less. At age 12 or grade 7, significant caries index DMFT was 3, the ideal goal being 3 or less. Based on the above findings, age 12 or grade 7 school children partially meet the goals set by Canadian Oral Health Strategy Guidelines pertaining to dental decay. These are the results based on the average DFT by DMFT. This is a population index derived by the summation of average DFT by plus average DMFT for the population. And the circle results are for the northernmost health regions or counties in Saskatchewan, which are the Keewatin-Yate health region and Memawatin-Churchill River health region. These are the northernmost, mostly rural, which have a population to dentist ratio of nearly 1 to 15,000. And clearly, they are above the Saskatchewan average. Limitations of the study, hidden morbidity or hidden illness. I could include only the children that had consent from their parents, and children who had consent who were absent on the day of screening were obviously not included in the study. Misclassification bias. There is a misclassification bias which was not properly adjusted for. Children who are attending schools that has access to community water fluoridation might be residing in a neighborhood that does not have access to community water fluoridation and vice versa. Conclusion, based on the results, school children with the highest dental caries risk status and suffering the greatest oral health disparities lived in rural, hut-right colonies, low-income neighborhoods, northern and non-fluoridated communities. Recommendations, provincial preventive and treatment strategies should be focused on targeting and eliminating access to care barriers in these priority communities to reduce the number of children with unmet oral health needs. But how? Introduction revisited. Universal health insurance is not new to Canada, and universal dental health insurance is also not new for Saskatchewan. So, is it time to revive and reintroduce the Saskatchewan Health School Dental Plan? Because in 1972, a situation existed when there was barrier to access dental care. The oral health status of Saskatchewan school children was poor, and there was inequity in the distribution of dental manpower. That was way back in 1974 that made the government to introduce this plan. Again, in 2009, the same situation arises, or the same situation is existing. So is it time to revive and reintroduce the Saskatchewan Health Dental Plan? Thank you.